Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Jaron Miller, and welcome to the Classic Series Redrive. Check them up. Let's get started. Thanks again for tuning back in to the Redrive. We're coming to you from the Reinhold Tack and Western Wear studio right here in Waterloo, Indiana. Myself, Mark Hostetler, Logan Reinhold, producer. All three of us just got back from the great New York State Fair last night. Had a great time out there. I don't know if I haven't been there, and I think me and Mark figured out probably 12 or 13 years. So got to see a lot of old friends, meet new people, made some new friends, and checked out the new barn. They redid the barn there, and looks just real nice, I thought.
It was real nice. Hats off to Liz Pinto and the New York committee there, Mark Berry and Scott Seymour, for putting on a show. And they weren't going to do this not terribly long ago. They kind of got things together and decided to put on a show after all, and it turned out real good.
Yeah, weather was beautiful. I don't know how the weather was at Brit this year, but showing horses there in New York, weather was nice. We had a lot of fun. But yeah, thanks to everybody for putting that show on and for all the sponsors, and it was a great time. But this podcast is going to be a little different. It's going to be just a lot of some information here. It's going to be short and sweet. We won't have any guests on, but we do have a lot of content, a lot of podcasting coming to you next week from the finals. So every day, I'm not sure exactly. We're going to try to go live from the finals. We're not sure if we can do that yet. I'm sure Logan can have figured out. He's much smarter than us, but we'll be there from the finals, and we'll come to you, and we're going to have do a lot of interviews, do a lot of podcasting. So it'll be a lot of fun. So make sure you stay on the North American Six Horse Itch Facebook page, and Logan will post all the information on there. So just click on the Facebook page, and we'll keep you up to date on the Redrive, on the podcast here, what we're doing, our schedule for next week. But Tuesday through Saturday, for sure, we're going to be doing something, releasing something, or coming to you live every day. So make sure you check that out. A lot of results. Quite a few horse shows here in the past two weeks since we talked last.
Yeah. There was still 10 shows to go until the cutoff line on Labor Day. Hard and heavy here these last few weekends.
And we might miss a few, but we tried to gather as much information and results as we could for the ones that had turned theirs in. But just to run here, Maryland State Fair had their show. They had two sixes. MMO Pertrans was first, Sherwood Grove second there. We also had the Sandusky County Fair in Ohio, Fremont, Ohio. Kid Me Not Pertrons won that. Myers Belgian second. South Creek Clyde's third. Their classic cart class, Kid Me Not was first. South Creek Clyde's second. Also, Three Trails Classic Draft Horse Show in Nebraska. Brand new show out there. They had a big turnout. Looks like they had a great show. They hooked the six three times. Results there were Young Living, Robies, Ace High Farms, Adi Family, Hirsch Belgians, Kiefer Farms, Borderland Clydes, Tired Boot Stables, 4A Anson Belgians. The one round, another round was Young Living, Robies, Kiefer, Adi, Hirsch, Ace High, Borderland Clydes, Tired Boots, 4A Anson. Ninth and the third time there. Go ahead, sorry.
Hey, shout out to Terry and Deb Pierce there for putting that new show on. Nebraska State Fair kind of kicked them out, more or less, kicked the draft horse part of it out. Terry called me here a few weeks ago and we were talking about it, and they just wanted to have more of a 4-H show. He expects the State Fair to maybe come back and realize that the draft horses might have hurt their attendance some. But just a big shout out to them. I know they put a lot of work into it, and from the pictures and from what I heard, it was quite a facility, and it was nice big ring. And so shout out to Terry and Deb on a job well done.
Yeah, hats off to you for knocking the first show out of the park. There was another result, six results from that show. Young Living, Robies, Hirsch, Ace High, fourth, Adi Family, fifth, Borderline Clyde's 6th, Tired Boots 7th, and rounding out was the 4A Anson Belgians in 8th. Their classic cart was Audi. Audis were 1st, the classic cart, Roby 2nd, Hirsch Belgians 3rd, Kiefer 4th, Tired Boots 5th, 4A Anson 6th. Holly Hirschberger won their junior cart class there. We would like to thank Shipshawana Harness and Supply in Shipshawana, Indiana. Mr. Bob Schrock, if you're looking for products for the show ring or at the farm from A to Z, anything you need, horse nutrition, tack, you name it, make sure you check them out, ShipshawanaHarness.com. Follow them on Facebook or visit their shop in beautiful Shipshawana Amish country Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 12 noon. Call Mr. Bob Schrock, 260-768-7254 for all your draft horse needs. Also, let's see, what else? We got Crawford County Fair. Crawford County Fair last week, Express Pertrons won that 6, Yoder Family Hay 2nd, Brockwood Belgians 3rd, Shearwood Grove 5th, 4th, I'm sorry. 5th was South Creek Clyde's, MMO Pertrons 6th, Whispery Pines Pertrons 7th. You got some results there as well, Mark, before I get into the New York results
here. Yeah, the Grange Fair in Pennsylvania, the Grange County Fair there in Center Hall. Pat Cole runs that show, and they had a pretty good turnout as well. I believe there was like 20 sixes there. They hooked it twice. The Friday 6, Jackson Fork 1, Express was 2nd, Tripcrest 3rd, Yoder Hay 4th. The Brockwood Belgians 5th, Morrisville College 6th, Hammersmith 7th, the Blue Ribbon Days were 8th, Hunting Creek was 9th, and Rock Bottom was 10th. On the Saturday 6th, Jackson Fork won that round of hooking, and Tripcrest was 2nd, Express was 3rd, Yoder Hay Company 4th, Blue Ribbon Days 5th, A&C Belgians were 6th, Brockwood Belgians 7th, Oak Hall Farm was 8th, Hunting Creek was 9th, and the Rock Bottom Farm was 10th. The classic cart there, Oak Hall won that class. Hunting Creek was 2nd, Jackson Fork Ranch 3rd, MGM Belgians 4th, Tripcrest 5th, the Morrisville College Hitch was 6th, Hammersmith Belgians 7th, Pine Hollow Dairy 8th, Windermere Farms was 9th, and the Yoder Hay Company was 10th. Those were the classic cart results at the Grange County Fair.
And then New York State Fair just this past weekend, the classic 6 there was Express, won that class. Hammersmith 2nd, Burger Barn Belgians were 3rd, A&C 4th, Brockwood was 5th, Rock Bottom Farm 6th, HD Rapids came in 7th place, 8th place went to Morrisville College, 9th Pine Hollow Dairy, Stony Hill Farm 10th place, Red Oak came in at 11th, 12th place went to Skyline Farm Pertrons, Fox Hollow was 13th, and Little Rob Dairy Farm 14th. The Belgian 6, Burger Barn won the Belgian 6, Hammersmith was 2nd, A&C 3rd, Little Rob 4th, Brockwood 5th, Rock Bottom 6th, Morrisville 7th, and Stony Hill Farm rounded out that class in 8th place. Pertron 6 was Express, won the Pertron 6, Red Oak 2nd, Pine Hollow 3rd, HD Rapids 4th, Skyline 5th, Fox Hollow Farm came in 6th. Their classic cart, another good class, Burger Barn won that class. In the classic card, Hammersmith 2nd, Morrisville 3rd, A&C 4th, HD Rapids 5th, Skyline Farm 6th, 7th place, Little Rob Dairy, 8th, Pine Hollow, 9th, Windermere Farm, 10th place went to Rock Bottom. The youth cart at Cameron Utter won the first place in ages 10 to 14 youth cart, and Holchansky won the 15th through the 18th, and Bella Hill was 2nd in that class.
Nice. And the Brit results from Brit, Iowa, out in the cornfield. In the Saturday 6th, Blue Ribbon Days came out victorious there. Young Living was 2nd, Yoder Hay Company 3rd, Zubrod was 4th, Meadow Lake Belgians 5th, Schreibers were 6th, the Hirsch Belgians 7th, Welton Ridge Farm 8th, Stefan Belgians 9th, the Pittman Pertrons were 10th. And then on the Sunday 6, which I believe was the last hook for this year's points, Enos Yoder of Yoder Hay Company came out the winner there. Young Living was 2nd, Zubrod Pertrons were 3rd, Meadow Lake Belgians 4th, Stephens Belgians 5th, Schreiber 6th, Hirsch Belgians 7th, Welton Ridge Farms were 8th, the Pittman Percherons were 9th, and the Robies Belgians were 10th. I just have a little note here. The junior showmanship was Colton Zubrod won that. Levi Schreiber was 2nd, Grant Goodell 3rd. The senior showmanship class, Kenza Zubrod won that. Jack Schreiber was 2nd, and Jace Goodell was 3rd. Another result, was the Minnesota State Fair. The open six-horse hitch, at the Minnesota State Fair was Ames Percherons won that. Heritage Hill Farms was 2nd, Stephen Belgians 3rd, Pittman Percherons 4th. The Teamsters Shires for Hire was 5th. The six-horse hitch of mares, Zubrod Percherons won that. Stallheim Farms 2nd, Welton Ridge Farms was 3rd, Maker Farms was 4th. JKA Belgians was 5th, TF Clydesdale 6th, and the Goldsmith Belgians were 7th. In the open there, the Supreme six-horse hitch, Ames Percherons won that class. Zubrod Percherons 2nd. Heritage Hill Farms was 3rd. Stallheim Farms 4th. Welton Ridge Farms 5th. Stephen Belgian 6th. Pittman Percherons 7th. The Teamster Shires for Hire were 8th. TF Clydesdale's 9th. JKA Belgians 10th. The Goldsmith Belgians 11th. In the Classic Cart class, Shining Stars won that class. H&M Drafts was 2nd. Ames Percherons 3rd. Heritage Hill Farms 4th. And the Pittman Percherons rounded up the top five in a big Classic Cart class. We also have results from the Central Cart Finals that was held at the Minnesota State Fair. I want to congratulate everybody on the behalf of the Classic Series board and the membership. Winner of the Central Cart Finals was Ames Percherons. Shining Stars Percherons were 2nd. Zubrod Percherons 3rd. H&M Drafts was 4th. Heritage Hill Cart Entry 1 was 5th. Stephens were 6th. Welton Ridge was 7th. Heritage Hill, the second card entry, was 8th. Maker Farms was 9th. And the Pittman Percherons rounded up the top 10. So congratulations to the Central Cart finalists.
It's a lot of results.
Yes, a lot of results.
A lot of great shows here in the past few weeks. But obviously, as everybody knows, the points calendar year is to Labor Day. And the race is over, but in a couple weeks, it all starts right back up again. But I'm going to announce the finals. Here are the finalists, the top four of each breed that made the finals. And, of course, the finals will be held next week, September 16th through the 18th in Shipshewana, Indiana, at the Michiana Events Center. If you're looking for a place to go next week and have a lot of fun, come up there to the beautiful Shipshewana area. Make sure you check it out. You can still get your tickets at MichianiEvents.com. Bring the family. Have a fun weekend at the horse show. Here are the finalists. The Belgians. Brockwood Belgians came in your high point Belgian hitch with 31 hooks, 279 points. Burger Barn came in 2nd. The Kingpin Farm, the Burger Barn Belgians, 270 points with 28 hooks. ANC Belgians 3rd, 270 points with 30 hooks. M&R Belgians, 236 points with 21 hooks. The Clydesdales and Shire breed, the Clydesdales come in. The Grandview Clydesdales are your high point Clyde hitch with 127 points and 17 hooks. High point Clyde 2nd, 119 points with 15 hooks. Chesapeake Clydesdales, 78 points with 10 hooks. South Creek Clydes, 73 points with 27 hooks. The Percherons, Young Living Farm, is going to be your high point Percheron hitch. 462 points with 32 hooks. Express Ranch Percherons, 449 points with 33 hooks. Yoder Hay Company, 448 points with 38 hooks. And the Jackson Fork Ranch, 444 points with 28 hooks. There are your 12 finalists for the World Finals at the Michiana Event Center in Shipshewana, Indiana, next week. So congratulations to the finalists.
Yes, sir. Congratulations to the top four in each breed. And it's a great thing when the top four in each breed commit to coming and competing for one championship to be crowned. And that's the goal next week. And safe travels to everybody. And hopefully everybody makes it safe and sound and we can have a safe and enjoyable finals. It should be great. I hear the production side of things is going in full swing and Josh and Laura look to be blown out of the park again from what I hear.
I'm sure they'll go even bigger and better than ever before. And if you're not if you're not bringing your horses, leave the horses at home and take a vacation. Come on out and check it out. It's definitely, it'll be a good time.
Summit Professional Services, a graphic design and marketing firm who specializes in all things equine. If you're somebody who's looking for the absolute best in equine photography or need a professional ad designed that's guaranteed to stand out from the crowd, make sure you check out Summit Professional Services, centrally located in northern Indiana and with over 18 years of combined experience between Joe Miller and Brian Yoder. Summit has what it takes to get you and your farm noticed. Interested in promoting your farm or getting an on-farm shoot of your horses or products, call Summit Professional Services at 260-702-9929. These guys are awesome. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, 260-702-9929, Summit Professional Services.
And while you're on at the Michigan event, while you're on their website getting your tickets, you can get your tickets at the door as well, but we encourage people to get them before because I truly believe it'll come close to selling out, if not sell out, at least a few nights. Get your Celebration of Champions tickets for Saturday night. There'll be dinner and a band, and we're going to crown our champions and reserve champions, and also Mark be the Hall of Fame induction, and all these other awards that you
all
guys
the membership, yeah, all the membership awards will be awarded that night. Yeah, the Hall of Fame inductee. And it'll be a great night, and there'll be a little bit of an auction there, I believe, as well, to raise money and for the youth cart series.
Youth Scout,
and
yep.
So it's a fun night. Last year was the first year for it. There was a nice band. There was some drinks and some beverages and some dancing, and it was just a great night, just a great time. And I encourage everybody, if you want to come, like Jaron said, just for a weekend to have a good time. And you know, if you want to come watch the Friday night show and, you know, be there Saturday and go to the Celebration of Champions and make a weekend of it, it's great.
I definitely recommend the getting your tickets for the celebration.
Yeah.
The food's
good. And last night, I'm telling you, last year, Saturday night was sold out. I had a conversation with Josh here the other day, and he says they've already sold twice as many tickets as last year online.
Were there like 400 people?
And to watch.
Oh, to watch. Okay.
Yeah. So like, I would encourage you to go online and buy them, you know, for sure if you're coming from a distance, just to make sure you have those tickets. And but yeah, the Celebration of Champions, they're opening that up too. I think they're expecting around 600 people.
Yeah, the first year it was like 400. There was like 200 more than what they were expecting. Mm-hmm. And then so they're going to open it up to more people. So, but I believe too that might sell out as well.
Right.
So, but yeah. Great times. But like I said before, just tune in or stay on Facebook there, and we'll try to keep you informed. But we will come to you live with World Finals footage. And if you are out that way, if you're in Shipshewana, if you're at the show, make sure you stop by and say hi. We'll be at the redrive table.
Yeah. Another thing to keep in mind, if you guys do decide, you know, to come out there to spend a weekend or something, if you can at all make it to the Friday morning to the annual membership meeting, that's at 9 o'clock. All the members will be emailed and agenda here. You should have it by now. But there's a couple of proposals on the table that are going to be there to be discussed. Tim and Brittany Sparrow have submitted a proposal about a possible bylaw change on more or less the how to select hitches or how to earn points to make the finals. And those should be showing up in your email. There's some things we need to kind of shorten up as far as the show fees go, and just kind of tidy things up a little bit to make it easier on Abby so she's not running after shows for membership fees or registration fees at the last second. So we're going to be putting some timelines on those so it doesn't make her life quite as hectic, because she already does a ton of work. And when she has to run after shows at the last second to try to get them to register either the night before or the week before, it just turns into a nightmare headache for her. And so that's another thing she's going to propose. Another proposal is a possible like expansion of the finals from maybe four or five, you know, from four maybe to five or six. So that's going to be on the table for discussion as well at the meeting. Another thing is there's also something that the board has kind of put together on a possible platinum point show, one per region as far as trying to have a big payout show to get more money back into the membership's pockets. Possibly, you know, maybe be worth a double points, but the biggest thing is just to have a big payout all the way through from top to bottom. Just like I said, to put more money back in the membership pockets. Another thing that will be discussed will be the minimum payout requirements. We are taking a step forward with that and we're going to push that pretty hard. Just to try to get more money, like I said, back into the exhibitors' pockets, because everybody knows the price of horses, the price of feed, you know, today is just keeps going up. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to try to push that and have better payouts. And, you know, we can't tell a show how to pay out, but we sure would like to encourage the shows to kind of spread things out a little bit more and pay the bottom more and the top less, and just to get more money in everybody's pockets. That's kind of our goal. Once again, that meeting is 9 o'clock on Friday morning. They're at the Michiana Event Center in Shipshawana. So be sure if you're at all there to take part of that. Be watching your emails. There will be a Zoom link as well and some numbers to text as well if you have questions or comments during the meeting. So everybody can tune in and everybody will have access to that meeting on Friday morning.
And we want to hear from the members.
Absolutely.
And members' voices need to be heard. There's changes that are going to be made coming up.
Possibly. You know, there'll be a lot of discussion. And if you're a paid member, that's one of your privileges is to have a voice and you have a vote. And so that's why I encourage everybody to either tune in via Zoom if you can't be there, at least listen to the discussion, and you know, then you can call a board member or whoever's proposal's on the table either before, excuse me, before or after the meeting to discuss it more. And so this is just where the groundwork's going to be laid on some of this stuff is at the meeting.
Very good. Well, we apologize for having this short and sweet, but we hope everybody's has a great week, enjoys the last couple weeks of summer here. And we got some shows coming up this week. The LaPorte County Fair has a show coming up. So if you're around the LaPorte area or close, make sure you check that out this weekend. And hope everybody's doing well. And
We got LaPorte this weekend. And, you know, then the finals are next weekend. And then up there in Canada, you know, Carp Fair is coming up. There's some fall shows that are going to be happening up there in Canada. So that's great. I mean, there have been a few up there already now, and I saw Shawville Fair, happen this past weekend. And, it looks like Simcoe and Rockton are going to happen up there on their Thanksgiving weekend.
That's awesome. Good.
Yeah. And that's coming up in October. And so it looks like things are kind of coming back around for them guys up there so they can start going to some fairs and getting back to somewhat normal. And like I said, down here in the States, I mean, after the finals, it's just then, you know, the Young Living show's
right
going,
to Mona.
Heber Valley, the Big E, and it's just going to keep on rolling.
Do what we love to do, show horses. All right, hope everybody has a good week, and we'll see you down the road.
Plan ahead for the Young Living Fall Festival and Draft Horse Show at the Young Living Lavender Farm and Distillery in Mona, Utah, September 24th through the 26th. This beloved tradition for both locals and visitors is a family-friendly way to settle into the fall season. Not only do these 3 days offer nonstop fun like jousting, pony rides, two exclusive concerts, and two PRCA rodeos, but as you tour the farm, you'll also get an insider's look at the seed to this seal, quality commitment that sets Young Living apart and guarantees the premium essential oil Young Living is known for. The festival celebrated Draft Horse Show will host 18 of the top pitches from around the country, driven by expert teamsters. These gentle giants will demand your attention with power and pure majesty. There's so much to do and see at the Fall Festival and Draft Horse Show, so come explore, discover, and make some memories with your family. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you drop by our Reinhold Tack and Western Wear mailbag, podcast@naclassicseries.com. Once again, podcast@naclassicseries.com. Any questions or feedback you might have, we would love to hear from you. I hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great week, and we'll see you down the road.